This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, joins us. Good morning, Ryan. And I'm not going to repeat your compliment to the weathermen that you told Colin, but it looks like they blew it. I've looked at several different forecasts, and the worst wind I can find that they're reporting is about 15 knots, which is down at Southwest Pass. But everything else, they're talking light stuff like 7, 8, some places 12. Did they really blow it? Is it that bad down there?
Well, you do 7 plus 8 plus 12, then you get closer.
Yeah, well, it looks like they blew the wind forecast for this morning, so that's going to put a lot of places out of reach.
Yesterday, the same thing. You know, when they say 5 to 10 here, you got to add them together. You just don't go 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was sitting there getting my tackle ready last night. And had three big old bags of snapper stuff out, and I was cleaning it all up, making it so nice for the day. And at 1 o'clock this morning, I was getting the live shrimp off the boat. And it's blowing. I can't hardly stand up. The guy in the shrimp boat said, man, it's rough out there. And he was right there in the bay, right next to Joshua. So, yeah, it's blowing. But the good thing is, it's blowing the same direction all week. And when it does that, it makes pretty water on some shores. So you're able to get out there, you know. The girls went down to Venice yesterday, and they caught fish. The rest of the guys went east to get away from the wind. So, it's, you know, we're catching fish, but, boy, it doesn't make it very easy when it's blowing like that.
No, definitely. Well, Ryan, we've been talking to some of the guides, professional fishermen, and we talked with you about it last week, but a listener wanted to know about what makes fishing guides successful and give advice to some young people that may be thinking about starting up. And you've been in business. How long have you been doing it now?
47 years.
47 years, man. That's
yeah, it's a long time.
That's a lifetime. It's a lifetime. Well,
yeah,
what do you think?
It really was.
It's not like now. It's not like when you started. Things are totally different. If somebody's interested, somebody thinking about it, you know, we got a lot of young people that love the fish. They got a lot of energy, and they're thinking about, you know, swapping or getting into that as a career. What advice can you give them?
Well, you heard what I just said. I was up at 4 o'clock yesterday morning, and I was still up at 1 o'clock this morning taking care of things. I had two broken air conditions, two broken washing machines, and a broken lawnmower on top of all that with 30 people. You don't think of, I'm working 8 hours. You don't think about, I got to do. You just put your head down and struggle through it. You know, I'm 67 years old, and I'm still doing that. So it's not about fishing. It's about everything. It's about entertainment. It's about taking care of a business. You know, being a fishing guide, if you just have your boat, you still got to think about, okay, my customers are coming in. I got four guys coming in. If you don't have a lodge, okay, where I'm going to put them up? Let me make some arrangements for them. Then let me go check on them, make sure they're all right at night, and maybe go eat dinner with them. And then in the morning, you got to make sure, you know, they're okay, got breakfast, and they're going to show up. I mean, it's so much that it's just not fishing. It's a business, and you got to You got to want to live it and want it, or you can't do it.
How much fishing do your guides actually do when they go out? I'm talking about personal fishing for themselves while they got customers on the boat.
And that all depends on the customer. I have never in 47 years had a customer ask me not to fish because they want to meet and they want me to show them how. And that's the best thing about going with a guide is to learn tricks and tactics and places, you know, that's the best thing. But my guys, some of them are fishing, some of them not. If they're sitting on a point with shrimp and a cork, they'll sit on a seat and put the shrimp on or stand there and take fish off, and you know, because you're catching a lot of catfish and rat reds and things of that nature. So a lot of them will sit there and just wait on the customers. But I fish plastics, and if people want me to fish with them to find the pattern and to find what the fish are doing, but we fish.
Yeah, so, I have had some guides tell me that they've had customers who told them not to fish. You know, that they were there to bring them to the fish and they weren't there to fish, which I think is kind of silly.
No, I've heard about that a few times, even with a couple of my guys, or somebody would tell me that the night before, we don't want the guide to fish. We just want, sure, no problem. You know, and that's like if you tell the guide where to go, no, we need to go over there. Well, you're responsible for what's in the box.
Right.
If you guide me, you're responsible. So, you know, if you go with a guide, let him guide you. You know, it's a wonderful business, and you meet wonderful people from all over the world. I mean, it's been so good to me that in my whole life is I am the fishing guide is Ryan Lambert. You know, it's just who I am. You know, wherever I go in the world, hey, everybody. You know, when I first started dating Carmen, she didn't know what I did, and you know, we go to the mall or we go shopping or something. Everybody coming up, hey, how they doing? What they doing? You buying? She said, is there something I need to know about you? You got scales or something? What's going on?
Yeah,
she said, you get paid to fish.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, Ryan, nice chatting with you as always. Hopefully this wind will lay down for him tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you again next week and hopefully get a little
better. Yeah, I want to get on those snappers and those mangroves. I want to get on them again. I've been doing real well with them, but it's fun, and I want to get back on this week sometime.
Yeah, you're turning into an offshore fisherman. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no. Near shore. Near shore.
Near shore. I got you. All right, my friend. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See you.
There he goes. Captain Ryan Lambert, one of the most successful businessmen as far as fishing. And he'll give you some advice on all of these guys. If you're thinking about going into business, talk to some of these guys. Find out what it's really all about and really if it's for you or not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.